Welcome back to Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, where we focus on practical solutions to today's compliance challenges. Winston Churchill said, however beautiful the strategy, you should occasionally look at the results. And many multinational companies have invested significant time and resources developing sanctions compliance programs. The policies are in place. Screening software has been purchased. Employees receive annual training. And just recently, we had OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets Control, and the United Kingdom's Office of Financial Sanctions Implementation, OFSI, not much different from OFAC. They both recently issued a joint comparative overview of their respective sanctions regimes. At first glance, it looks like a helpful side-by-side comparison. It's certainly useful, but I believe we are all missing the bigger picture. This isn't just another guidance document. It's actually a roadmap pointing toward the future of global sanctions enforcement. For years, companies approached sanctions compliance geographically. One team focused on OFAC, another team monitored UK and EU. That organizational structure made sense. Today, however, international business rarely follows these organizational charts. A single transaction may involve a US bank, a UK insurer, a European freight forwarder, a Singapore trading company, and a Middle Eastern customer. Risk crosses borders. Regulators increasingly do as well. So OFAC and OFSI have steadily expanded their cooperation, and this joint guidance is another reflection and another point in terms of reflecting their cooperation. They're coordinating, they're comparing notes. It's not surprising since in the FCPA area, we had DOJ and the SFO coordinating on in a number of contexts. One of the strengths of the guidance, when you look at it, is it carefully explains where the two systems overlap and where they differ. For example, both agencies impose strict liability for most civil sanctions violations. Both encourage voluntary self-disclosures. Both issue general and specific licenses. Both expect companies to maintain effective compliance programs supported by good documentation and timely reporting. But the similarities shouldn't cause companies to overlook a few of these important differences. Take ownership rules. Most compliance professionals know OFAC's famous 50% rule. OFSI also considers ownership, but places significant emphasis on control, not just the amount of ownership. That distinction may seem technical, but there could be a situation where OFAC may view something permissible, and then OFSI may view it as, look, this is a control situation. So there can be situations where judgment, not just software screening, is important. Technology is an important tool, but technology cannot evaluate certain close situations in joint venture contexts where corporate governance may enter. There can be subtle indicators of control, and compliance professionals may have to ask thoughtful questions to get into what the governance structure really is within companies where this issue may arise. So what should we do? First, let's think globally. Stop designing sanctions compliance country by country. Build an enterprise-wide sanctions framework so that you can satisfy multiple regulators. Review ownership and control procedures. Don't focus solely on percentage ownership. Understand beneficial ownership, but also understand who actually controls the business. Third, evaluate your reporting procedures. Different regulators expect different reports. Make certain your procedures reflect those differences. Fourth, invest in training, not simply annual online training. And remember that OFAC has an annual training requirement for those employees and responsible persons in the sanctions area. And finally, prepare now for increased regulatory cooperation. That's where this is going. That's the direction that OFAC and OFSI are going. International sanctions enforcement is becoming increasingly coordinated. Companies should do the same. So this OFAC OFSI guidance is about far more than just comparing legal rules. It's really about the future of sanctions enforcement. Organizations have to continue managing sanctions compliance and should do so on a global sense, not through fragmented regional programs. And enterprise-wide compliance will lead to better performance and better solutions. Okay, folks, remember our motto, compliance isn't about saying no. It's about helping the business to say yes and doing it the right way.